And it is the day after Thanksgiving, and we all know what that means. Leftover turkey time. As you face the remains of that mammoth bird in the fridge, do you crave something other than a turkey sandwich or turkey pot pie? Or do you wonder what you're going to do with all that leftover bread? And what about that pile of mashed potatoes that folks were just too full to finish? Well, here in the studio with some ideas to spice up those Thanksgiving leftovers is Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. Kathy, great to see you again.
You too. Hi, Meghna.
Hi. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
So good.
Okay, good. I presume...
But lots of leftovers.
Oh, really?
Because
I was going to say, at your house, maybe there aren't so many leftovers because the food's so good.
I cook for leftovers. To me, leftovers is not a dirty word. It's something I really look forward to because it's a time... This sounds so new age, but it's a time of transformation. You're mm-hmm. taking something that was one thing, and now you're going to reconfigure it and make it something possibly even grander.
Okay, so we should say, though, that we don't have anything against your standard turkey sandwiches or
pot pie or
soup.
We have our first leftovers around midnight, you know, that classic sandwich. You know, by the time you've cleaned up, you're like, could I possibly be feeling, what is that? Am I hungry? And, you know, the bread comes out, the turkey comes out. You know, it's the classic sandwich where you throw everything on and it kind of tastes better than anything of the whole day.
Absolutely. So those are go-to standbys if you need them. But we were thinking this year, what if people wanted to do something different with their turkey? Do you have any suggestions?
I have a lot of suggestions, surprisingly. I thought it would be fun to take a look at using some of these leftovers and putting them into some of our favorite ethnic foods.
Mm.
For instance, ramen, the wonderful Japanese noodle soup dish. So let's say that you made a stock from your turkey carcass.
Okay.
Or let's say you didn't. You would take some chicken broth or your turkey stock that you've made, and you would add some cubes of leftover turkey. You would throw in leftover greens, possibly even salad greens that weren't tossed with dressing. Maybe you have some squash leftover that had been roasted. You could cut that up. This soup can have so many elements of your Thanksgiving meal. I would not put the stuffing in because then you're going to add the ramen noodles, which you'll cook separately.
Right.
You're going to add some chili paste. You might want to fry an egg or poach an egg and throw it on top of it. And you'd have this really fabulous turkey ramen. Let me also say that to flavor the stock and make it like a real ramen stock, you just heat up your chicken stock from whether it's the can or your homemade turkey stock, add a little bit of miso paste, ground ginger, scallions, and a little soy sauce. And with a little bit of hot sauce, you are not going to be complaining about, oh, more turkey.
Oh, it sounds delicious, actually. And completely, it's like using what you have, but having a different flavor experience entirely.
So that's the idea with leftovers, is you don't want to be reminded of what you've already had. You want it to taste new. So another idea, the Vietnamese sandwich that's so popular, banh mi, which is classically made with pork. This time we're going to use a crusty baguette. We're going to layer it with turkey. We'll add some shredded carrots, some fresh mint. We'll add some fresh cilantro, mayonnaise, chili sauce, and you have a Vietnamese turkey banh mi.
Mm, you know, every time you come in here, this always happens to me. I think, I've got to make that. I've got to try that.
Well, you know what? That's my goal. We're right on target.
We're batting 1,000 here.
Okay, now you're getting closer to goodness, though, because bread is something that people always have so much left over.
Right.
They got too much for their stuffing, or they served bread at the Thanksgiving table, and by the end of that meal, nobody wants to look at bread. So what you have in front of you mm-hmm. is kind of a French-style custard. It's my take on a bread pudding. It has lots and lots of leeks that came right out of my garden in there. It's hot, but go for
okay.
it. It's got cheese. It's not light, I'll tell you. It's got some cream. It's got some milk. But this is such a fabulous way to reuse bread. And you could put anything you want in there. You could throw some cubes of turkey in there. You could put some of your leftover green beans or your cream spinach could be tossed into there. Again, it's going to come out as a completely new, this is comfort food.
Right. Well, I wish listeners could smell this because it smells fantastic. And I'm going to, forgive me, but I'm going to try some.
Go for
right?
it. Mm. But it's like on a cold winter day, that's about as good as it gets.
It's so delicious. I love the flavor of the leek and
fresh thyme is in there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of chives.
And I like how you didn't cut corners either. I mean, it's got that.
The crust.
The crust and,
yeah.
the weight and the creaminess of a bread pudding.
Well, I mean, bread pudding traditionally is a dessert, but there's absolutely no reason it can't go savory. And here you have it with just, you know, the humblest leek.
Mm.
Mm-hmm, okay, you mm-hmm, chew. I'll mm-hmm, keep talking. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's talk about mashed potatoes, mm-hmm. okay? That's on 90% of Thanksgiving tables, and generally there's a lot left over. So what do you do with it? The really quick answer is you form it when it's not cold but not totally room temperature into pancakes, because it will adhere when it's still a bit chilled. And I just like to saute it in some good olive oil with fresh cracked pepper, and you have an instant potato pancake. Mm. It'll still be Hanukkah, so that can be your shortcut mashed potato pancake there. But another idea is a little bit more complex. At tapas bars in Spain, you'll often see croquettes, fried potato croquettes. Right. So I say let's make one with leftover mashed potatoes and put some of the turkey chopped really fine in the middle, coated in some egg and some breadcrumb, and just a quick fry, again, in olive oil, and you'd have this delicious hot Spanish croquette. All new flavors again, but the same old mashed potatoes.
Oh, delicious. Now, another thing that always seems to be left over on our table at the end of Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce. And I love it with turkey, but sometimes I feel like I'm not quite sure what to do with it after the day.
I think that's true. I brought you some of my leftover homemade cranberry sauce that has pineapple and pecans and ginger in it. Whether you have homemade or you've got the canned cranberry, which we always used to have for my dad. If he didn't see the ridges, he wouldn't go near it. any of those things is actually delicious on a bowl of ice cream. Also fabulous with a cheese plate, the canned or the homemade, because it's so tart and a little bit sweet. It really counterbalances very rich, gooey cheeses. I like serving it with butter cookies or pound cake. But you could also take cranberry sauce, particularly the canned variety if you have it left over, heat it in a pot over very low heat, let it become liquid, and then strain it and use that as a cranberry syrup with drinks.
Oh, delicious.
Like a sparkling white wine, champagne, Prosecco, even with rum and mint. So you have this cranberry. You could also just serve it with seltzer, and you'd have a homemade cranberry cocktail.
That sounds amazing.
Now, easy.
This makes me feel very greedy even in asking, because you've already given us so many wonderful suggestions. But any more you've got?
Well, you started with the idea of soup, and it is just the most classic leftover of all. There's an incredible amount of flavor left in that turkey carcass. Throw it in a pot with some carrots, celery, onions. Cook it down. You'll have a huge pot of stock that can be the basis of so many soups all winter long. I was just talking to the executive producer, Kathleen McKenna, and she told me that her mother used to make a turkey soup where she put everything, and she put the stuffing in because it thickened it. She put all the leftover vegetables in and then cut up the turkey. And I thought, you know, that doesn't sound half bad. But there are so many soups you can make from that turkey stock, and we don't want to overlook that possibility.
Well, you've given us so much to think about and do with the refrigerator full of leftovers. We're going to have the recipes for some of what you've heard Kathy share with us at hereandnow.org. Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst with her ideas for Thanksgiving leftovers. She's also author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, seasonally inspired recipes. Kathy, thank you so much as
thank
always.
Thank you.
Leftovers is what I want. Don't need no
Now, in our offices today, we're also dealing with one leftover that usually goes pretty fast. Pie, pecan pie, pumpkin pie, apple pie, plus a couple of incredibly rich cheesecakes. We're tweeting pictures of our pies today. Send yours to us at Here and Now. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's been great to be with you. Robin Young and Jeremy Hobson will be back on Monday. This is Here and Now.